Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
There's a new comedy podcast over on Earwolf, and it's a big one. Voyage to the Stars is like a science fiction sitcom for your ears. They started with a great script and handed it to a bunch of funny people from TV shows like The Good Place and Key and Peele, and let them improvise. Here's the gist. A crew of misfits boards an alien spaceship and winds up on the wrong side of the universe. Each episode, they try to get back home. It's funny stuff, so be sure to check it out. Just look up Voyage to the Stars in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Ginormous Dabs Will Heal, suggested by Kyle Gorell on Patreon because he is a member of the 420 Club. And here are some of our new rewards. You can get early access to our pre-taped episodes, exclusive access to Doing Doug with Dabs, where I hang out with Alicia and Taylor after doing two shows, and then we continue to do more dabs and talk about whatever. A signed blue card. I'll actually sign it, and we'll send it to you just for signing up. And you also get access to our pre-show live stream that we do in front of the live shows, which you are watching an episode of, even though this is a pre-tape part. It's complicated. Make sure you become a 420 Club member on Patreon, patreon.com/gettingdug. And I'm putting the signature on this blue card right now. Someone's gonna get that one for signing up. Doug plugs. I'm doing the Doug Loves Movies podcast this Saturday at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina at 4:20. And then I'll be back here in Los Angeles doing the Doug Loves Movies show on Tuesday, February 26th at the UCB Theater. For all of my dates, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off. Here we are, back in this basement with a live episode and a live doggy. A live doggy with his brand new owner, Ben Glebe, and joining us for the first time is Tone Bell, everybody.
All right. All right.
It's happening. Tone confessed right before that we got going on this, that he does not, he has not ever smoked weed on camera.
That is
true.
As my lawyer puts it, yes. Like,
well, it's a smart time for him to do it. He's promoting a network sitcom. That's the time to do drugs on camera in front of everybody.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, it's not, you know,
it's not a drug.
Let's not call it drugs.
And in the great state of California, this is fine. And I hope my mom sees this so people know I'm no punk. Mm-hmm. I look forward to forgetting most of this and having to rewatch it. This is gonna be fun.
Yeah, and you look good.
It's 19 minutes after the hour.
Thank you so much.
Y'all, the Blazer game is always good.
Thank you.
What's this dog's name again?
His name is
Henry.
Henry Horse Forlong or Henry Hippo. Henry
I love
Winkler.
It.
Oh, Henry Winkler. I'm
going to. But it's time to smoke. We should
get him offset.
We should put him aside.
We're gonna smoke, so we're gonna put you away from that, okay? Because you're far too young.
Yeah,
okay.
Put him somewhere where it's safe.
I'll see you in an hour, and I'm gonna enjoy petting you so much more soon. Okay.
Man, I want to see this contact high. I want to see him. I get out 20 minutes, just like spread eagle.
Well, Ben says he's only had the dog for a week, and he hasn't smoked around the dog at all. So I want to keep him as pristine as possible for a while. Look at the way he's
turn up,
at
pup.
Us.
That's what I say.
Will he get...
you know what I always say?
Will he start to cry being left in there, or is he going to be cool?
So far, he's cool.
So far. Wow, you should also have a baby, because that's sometimes they just stay cool.
I'm not a psychic, Doug.
Some babies never get around to crying.
It's like I don't know anything about what he's going to do.
We've had him for a week.
We didn't tell you beforehand.
Does he bark?
He does sometimes bark if he has things to bark at, but if everybody's already in the room, I feel like he's going
to
be good.
Yeah, there's nothing new being introduced
nothing
to bark
new.
At.
No, if you had released mice, he probably would freak out. Do you do that?
I do. No. But
did you say release
now
mice?
Now I want to.
Mm-hmm. Now you want to. Dude,
I'd love to watch a dog in a cage have to deal with those rats all over the room, but the dog is stuck in this cage.
Oh, my God.
Where do you go where people just release mice sometimes?
Dude, I don't like to talk about it on camera.
You brought the mice out?
I believed you. That's like an actor you are. You brought the mice out, and I thought somebody walked in with a mouse.
Just in a tennis ball can?
You could probably fit 3 mice in a tennis ball can.
I mean.
Well, now we're late for 4:20.
Oh.
But that's all right. It happens. I'm already high, so that's part of why I didn't really wasn't too concerned about it.
That's lucky for you.
But we've loaded all the pipes on the table with some sativa called sponge cake.
Okay.
So go ahead and try whichever one you want if that's your jam. Also, we have indica standing by called Ghost Rider OG.
All right, I'm gonna go with
if you want that sort of thing. But you guys have stuff to do today, right?
This is a sativa?
Nope, this is it.
You cleared the decks, your schedule is free.
This is all my stuff.
You know what I have to do? I have to go home and edit. So I will be undoing every decision I've made, making the reel 12 times longer and annoying the editor to a huge degree.
What are you making a reel for?
I did a show called The Telethon for America, and we're submitting for the Webby Awards, like a highlight reel
of
it.
Right.
Tom was going to be on it, but he was stuck on his TV show.
I was stuck on a television show that I star in on Thursday nights at 9:30 called Fam. What?
On CBS.
That's
and he
crazy.
couldn't come hang with Charlize Theron and Natalie Portman because he has to promote his thing, you know?
He did not tell me that they were there.
Yeah. Well.
I thought I was doing something with a buddy. He didn't tell me all these people were going to be there.
How'd you get those ladies to be there?
I just watched Atomic Blonde. I would have loved to have been there.
It was insane. We had like 95 celebrities on it. We had Charlize Theron, Jane Fonda, Chelsea Handler, Natalie Portman, Amy Schumer, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Ray Romano, Dr. Phil, Larry King. It was bananas. Telethon for America.
Who wasn't there?
You can see it. Tone Bell. Doug Benson wasn't there.
Everybody else is there.
Yeah, at least Tone got invited.
Listen, that might be so.
You might have invited me.
That's a wrong sound effect.
I think I did invite you,
actually. That's a wrong sound effect.
Was it on a weekend? I'm out of town every weekend.
Let's say yes.
Should have been shots fired.
Let's say it was a weekend.
Should have been shots fired. Well, Doug, can I tell you something?
I would love for you to tell me a lot of things, because we're here to watch you be high and talk to us about your experience with marijuana. Like, what's your high history? How'd you get started?
I have my own high history.
Man, that happens sometimes. Just ignore it.
There's no way I'm going to ignore that. Can I tell you about my first time smoking?
Yeah, that's what I think asked. Kind of. Yeah.
So, I was 15. Uh-huh. We were trying to go. This is crazy. I was in Mississippi for a family reunion. And we were trying to go to, like, me and my cousins, who were everybody from like 15 to 30, we're trying to go to a bowling alley, but it's like fucking Mississippi. So we actually got put out being like, there are too many black people. We can't let all of you bowl at the same time. We're like, for real? It's 97. Whew. It's 1997. We can't bowl. So it was like, fuck it. So we went in, my cousins and I went, 20 of us went and got oh man, I'm spilling all the tea. went and got a Days Inn room, uh-huh. And they went and bought liquor. I'm 15. Uh-huh. We went and bought liquor and everything. Just hung out there.
This is what happens when you don't let kids bowl.
Yeah. All they had to do was let us bowl. Yeah. Now I'm gonna turn to
a
life of crime
different
and
kind
drug.
Of bowl.
And you wanted your mom to know that you're not what?
So, like I'm drinking. We're drinking Kahlua and Seagram's dry gin. Fucking gross.
No, that's not at all good. I tasted it in my mouth right now, and it's not right.
It's not good. And my cousin took out an apple. So the first bong I ever saw was an apple bong. Nice. They did a can for like 20 minutes till my cousin was like, you can't do that. You can't smoke out of a can. And I didn't know, because I'd never smoked before.
Right.
So now I'm
I did that for about 15
apple.
Years on the road, by the way, until I realized that I got headaches every time from smoking the aluminum off the can.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yep.
Apples, man.
I would travel apples, with man. A, sorry, a quick interjection, I would travel with a push pin so I could make holes in the can and a lighter, and then I was good. And then I realized one day after the headaches kicked in that God wants us to smoke in hotels because they already provide for free in every hotel a dish of apples, a pen in your room that's a shitty pen, you could just poke it and throw it away.
That lobby is clutch at 3 a.m.
Boom. So clutch.
That lobby is like, oh, fuck, I passed them Granny Smiths on the way in here.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes they have a bowl of them in the hotel gym.
That's true.
That's a place they have apples. Yeah, they have apples around. In there
sometimes. But you don't
You never see want. Somebody like lifting and walking over.
That's an apple.
And go back to the.
That's an apple you're definitely going to wash off.
Yeah.
Some apples you're like, you'll roll the dice and be like, it looks clean enough. True. The apple in the gym?
Yeah. Who thought of that move?
I need soap.
Yeah. It's just kind of like, let's be healthy. We're in a gym, you know, have an apple. It doesn't make sense, really.
What fruit would
orange
have been
oranges, too,
kiwi.
Sometimes. Which you can't smoke out of an orange.
Yeah, can't smoke out of an
orange.
Which is a shame. Have you tried?
Of course I've tried.
I've tried big time. I mean, you'd probably put like two really, straws in,
maybe.
You
get a lot of juicy hits.
Yeah, true. It becomes an edible instantly.
Now that I smoke more regularly, I try, and I don't pack enough, or, you know, whatever, when I get to town, don't buy enough, don't pack enough, man, or like bring my tools. I try everything. I'm like, I'm trying to MacGyver whatever, and I feel like, man, and then I try to think what my high friends would do. Like, I sit down, write down lists and shit. Of like, this could work with this burn fund. I've tried shampoo bottles.
Yeah, how's nobody thought of one with the toilet paper rolled
A good
middle?
Metal pen from a Marriott.
Let me ask you guys a question.
True, because you stumbled on something. There's like a spring in there.
You gotta get that spring out of there.
Yeah, you
Does anybody want to hear the rest of Tone's story about his first time?
Mm-hmm. No.
Because it's been a while.
I know.
Oh, well, here's the end. I was getting to the end anyway.
I knew I was going to fuck up the flow of that story.
Here's the end. I get so fucking stoned for my first. I'm already drunk, but I'm like, oh, my first time being stoned. And I was like, I need to get some air. So I walked outside, and I saw just a dude in a uniform walking up and with a badge. And I go back in. I'm like, holy shit, the cops are coming. And everybody, it was like go time. It was like, shut it down. Everybody starts pouring liquor out and like flushing weed and all this kind of shit. My cousin Derek's the oldest, and so the dude just walks past. My cousin Derek walks out, and it was the custodian. It was just the janitor.
So he didn't do anything?
He didn't do it.
He didn't care.
He wasn't even coming to our room. He just walked right past, and I freaked the fuck out. And Derek was like, dude, you are freaking the fuck out. And that's that whole story.
I love that you respected the jangling of his keys like it was a badge.
I was freaked out because I saw it was like all navy blue and just like a patch.
I respect that. I understand.
And being like 15 and high and drunk for the first time, oh my God, it was. Well, it wasn't my first time being drunk, but that was definitely my first time with the combo.
But when was your first time being drunk? What age was that?
12.
No, I was like 14. I think I was 14. Okay.
All right. What was your first
That's
time?
That's respectable. Being drunk?
Yeah.
I don't even know because I think all the times that I tried it, young, I didn't get drunk necessarily.
Really?
What were
your
you
first attempting? Like drink and a half? Didn't
yeah, because you have sips, you know, all the first times, you know, like a sip off of parents' drinks.
When your parents give it to you, LeBron James style.
My mom and dad would always drink rum and cokes, and they'd leave them sitting around, and then you forget which one is yours. And I hated the taste of it, and I still don't like it to this day. I don't think that's a tasty
drink. I think always is so funny to say when drinking.
Yeah.
Always drink, like, wake up, rum and coke.
They would always leave around a half-made gin and tonic with cinnamon and a stick slightly dusted on top.
And to it's like they're just around works. The house like that movie Signs.
My mom did that thing where she would get her lipstick on the glasses. Like, she'd take a drink of my, sip of my drink, and then it'd be lipstick on the glass. And I didn't like that taste at all.
That's the worst taste. And now you really don't know which drink is yours because there's lipstick on all the glasses, too.
Yes, you just go around kissing all the glasses.
What was your first, like, if I drink, this is what I drink, outside of beer? Like, if you're drinking...
Good question. My God. My drink in college that I'd order in bars was a Vodka Collins.
I remember that. What is it?
It's just too sour, though.
Sour.
It's a soury vodka
thing.
But it's also like a drink that, like, you know... Like, that's when the bartender always says, oh, I'm going to need to see some ID. When somebody asks for, there's all those drinks that are like the drink somebody doesn't drink will ask for.
I'll have an alcoholic Shirley Temple, please.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, when they ask for a Long Island iced tea or, you know, a fuzzy navel or something, and they look like they might be under 21, that's probably a good time to ID them.
Well, because remember how insane the Long Island was when you were a kid, you ordered Long Island.
You shut it down with a Long Island.
Some friend to you says, do they put every alcohol in? And you order it, and the guy's like,
yeah.
You're like, oh, shit, six bottles?
It's, yeah, it sounds good. You're
like, using six bottles up in there?
I don't know how
it's
you
good
don't
for
die
you, because iced
those.
Tea is just, it's just a good, healthy beverage.
There's no tea in this drink.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's an Arnold Palmer after hours.
Yeah, but that was definitely another one that I had a phase of drinking those for a while in, you know, college. And, yeah, I've had different, I always
tequila
have a,
sunrise,
a drink at every, big, any point in my life.
I had a few tequila sunrise seasons.
Those are tasty, but I could see getting sick of that.
Yeah. I gave it about a year and a half.
I couldn't drink tequila for like 7 years after freshman year of college because I got drunk on just seven shots of Patron Silver and I smelled it for years. I was like, I cannot do this. I was not efficient my freshman year of college. On Tuesday, Thursday, my first class of the day, swear to God, was 4:25 p.m. and I was late every week from sleeping in. It was at 4:25 p.m. Every week I'd be like, it's 4:09 and it's cross campus. Shit.
It's people coming home from work and you can't get to class.
That's still part of my workflow, which is why I'm considering running for president.
I'm for
this. Oh, finally, that's out of the bag. And it's, and it's perfect timing because that's a great tease for the next segment. We're going to come back and talk about Ben Glebe and his political aspirations, along with our first-time guest and never been high on camera before, Tone.
This is going great.
I have no comment on that until after the break. At the
your
earliest.
Dog is fucking magnificent, just thank chilling you. In that cage
Isn't
over there.
Incredible.
Like, this is... could not. It seems so content.
I really lucked out with like the best dog in the world. Henry Horse is so lovely. We were dancing last night on my Instagram story. Right now, we are slow dancing as I sing him the All in the Family theme song.
All right, and with that, we're going to go to our first break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
This one's for all the guys out there. Do you miss the days when you were always ready to knock boots? Oh, well, now you can increase your performance and get extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. They work up to twice as fast as a pill because they're chewable, and you can take them anytime, day or night. It's not just about dysfunction. BlueChew is for any guy who wants to enhance their performance in the bedroom. And you get to avoid those awkward doctor visits or waiting at the pharmacy because it's prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. Blue Chew is made in the USA, and since it ships direct, it's actually cheaper than a pharmacy. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code Doug. That's just $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code Doug to try it free. Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, faster choice. We're back, and there's so much going on. We're gonna Alicia's here with Pot Topics, but before we get into that, a personal topic for one of my guests today, Ben Glebe. Do you have something that you'd like to announce? And I'm very excited that you're saying this on my show live, in front of maybe up to 1,000 people right
it's
now.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, I've been thinking a lot about it, and the world is in a very strange place. The world is not in a place I would say any of us are proud of how the country's being run, about how our lives are going, as far as freedoms, being able to have a chill country again, which we haven't had in a long time. Mm. Like, make America chill again. How about that?
Say it.
I like it.
That's all we need.
Say it again.
You know, we out here. That's a possible slogan.
What about us?
What about us?
I like that.
Yeah. How about Glebe 2020? He's not Trump.
Ooh.
Just also, that, right? Have you seen my dog? Would be a good one.
Have you seen my dog? For sure, because my dog makes you fall in love. How are you gonna have red versus
Chill-ass
blue?
Dog. He's still here.
Yeah.
Didn't even know it.
How are you gonna make red versus blue mad at each other with my dog walking around? Think about that as a platform. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another slogan I thought of, if I were to run it, I'm not addressing if I am or not, but I can't at this time. But another slogan
well,
I didn't think of.
Your announcement is that you can't address it?
You're tough, dude. You're a tough interviewer.
That's what happens when I get high and talk to people.
Me off. That shit, I can't.
Woo.
Yeah, I guess you made a great point. That's not much of an announcement if you don't announce something. That's a good point. I guess all I'm saying is, like, you know, people always talk about shaking up the country. Trump's always like, we're shaking it up, we're changing things. Yeah, but you got to shake it in the right direction. And
which way are you shaking it?
Left and right, you know.
Okay.
Left and right is like.
You bring it together.
I don't mean liberal or conservative.
You bring it together. Yeah.
Yeah, to bring it together. Like, here's the thing, for real, for a moment, why I've genuinely considered running for president is because our politicians are stupid. They don't know how to run the country in a way that we all get along as a basic core. That's insane. That should be the easiest to pull off. Hey, you live once. Let's all get along so we're not angry at our barbecues.
That should be a first bullet point.
Yeah. Right? So they're failing at just making America a harmonious, lovely nation that we all grew up knowing it to be. That's the biggest crime against our common humanity, at least as Americans. And so I'd love to help stop that. But I don't want to be president of the United States. I'd be good at it. I'd be really good. I know politics better than anybody. I know better than Trump, for sure. But it's just a very intense life that is stuck in so much.
So you're giving us a maybe.
Red tape.
You're saying maybe.
This is a goddamn great maybe.
I'll say this, and I know I'm being a little long-winded, but it's a big topic. I'm sorry.
It's a good maybe.
One time I asked Cory Booker, who's running for president, at an event. He gave this big, amazing speech about all the things he wanted to do if he got elected to the Senate. And I raised my hand. It was actually the night that I met Natalie Portman. She was at this event as well. And I asked this question. She was kind of impressed.
Here's a campaign slogan for you.
Yeah.
I digress.
Fair enough. Sorry. True. Good point. Anyway, so I said to him, listen, I'm stoned. What is it? How are you going to blame me? I'm making the biggest announcement of my life. Or not.
Right.
I'm very proud to be a part of it. I just want you to know when this video goes viral.
So all I'm saying is he gives this big speech, and I'm like, how are you going to achieve those things? Every politician says these great things. Mm-hmm. They get to office, and they get stuck in this red tape. Nothing ever gets done. It moves at turtle's pace. You just run to your own cable network and complain about how broken it is. So what's the point? And he basically was stumped. He looked at me and he said, not stumped, but he said, honestly, you know, our system is broken, and because of that, it's often much more effective to remain an artist or an activist. And that's how you make bigger impact and faster impact. And so that's why I don't want to be president, because I think I can be more effective at helping the country as a comedian. But that said, if the country need me.
Oh, it's one of those. Because
I'll do it.
You gotta be a writer.
That's how Biden talks about it, right?
They gotta
it's like,
write
oh,
you
if
in.
They really if they really want me to, then I'll do it.
Right. I mean, it's a weird ego thing to be like, I must be president. Like, I think I'd be a good leader.
So this is your campaign is like, look, man, I'm saying, if you fuck with me, write your boy's name in.
Yeah.
I'm not running.
Because I'm not going to get on
the
ballot.
If you want to fuck with me.
Yeah, exactly, 100%.
Take an ink pen.
Take out the spring.
Write down, hey, you're not going to see my name.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want me, write your boy in.
100%, because... That's how you fix campaign finance like this.
Is this not the slogan?
Write your boy in.
Write your boy in. Because it's too hard, and now you're adding that they have to remember a guy's name and write it down.
No, but that's how they
know.
That's how you know they fuck with you.
That's true.
No.
But anyway, so
we'll get stamps out here. Go pick up a stamp.
Yeah. Now they have to go visit the postal service, wait in lines. You're putting a lot of barriers to entry. Why are you trying to restrict the vote, Tone Bell?
Amazon sent. You know, somebody send it out. We'll get it sent out.
Big green. Well, if you want to be, we took all that time for for that non-announcement.
Okay. You're damn, you're good.
But let's see how you deal with the current issues that we're facing with marijuana and things that are happening in the world of pot topics.
Pot topic.
Is this my cup? Has anyone used this cup?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, he had two.
I had two.
Oh, okay.
Two.
I didn't even get you a beverage. I didn't notice. I thought they were enough. I'm good.
Man, that's happening.
We got a beverage flying in.
I'm good.
Henry's the one that's good. He's just chilling over there.
Beautiful.
Tiny horse.
Thank you.
Wow. It's been 60 years, but now the World Health Organization is finally going to change their stance on the medical benefits of cannabis. So there's two parts to this. The first part is that right now cannabis is Schedule 1.
Right.
It's THC is going to be moved down to a Schedule 4.
Ooh, nice drop.
And then CBD, they are recommending should be removed completely from international drug controls.
Someone's controlling CBD right now?
Yeah, they're just the guy.
Put your time
elsewhere. They're worried about it, like it's bad, like you're gonna get high off it, and they don't know that you don't. It just makes you feel better.
That's like people who just won't try sushi.
Oh my God! Don't get me started on those.
You know what I mean? Like,
just at least try it.
At least try it. That's
my assistant right there, Adrian, will not try sushi. She's like,
what you do? Do you ease him in through a nice piece of eel because that tastes kind of chickeny and warm?
I would say that, I think the...
Or like tamago. Like scrambled egg.
Tamago.
Tamago.
It took me a long time to try that. And then I'm like, oh, even this is good. These little orange fish balls.
So we see the parallel.
I want to put soy sauce on eggs now.
Ah, which reminds me, and this is important. Like when, I'm always remembering that moment when Doug Benson said, I want to put soy sauce on eggs now. It reminded me why I'm running for president. It's because... And why I think it's important, I said am running, and again, little, considering.
I feel like you said it as a question, so it's still indifferent.
Yeah.
I love somebody dropping out of a presidential race by saying, when I announced that I was gonna do it, I was
running.
High.
Exactly. Oh, you
might have been out of my mind when I said that.
Well, not out of my mind, just in a different part of my mind, and that brings me back to it. So. Why I think I was willing to talk about it here is because this is how you make America chill again, is by embracing the things people like. I mean, Kamala Harris even just said it last night on the Breakfast Club radio show. She's like, weed brings people joy. Yeah, she just did Breakfast Club, admitted to smoking weed, inhaling, and said it makes people feel good. We need more joy, and endorse legalizing it. So I, of course, endorse legalizing that. Yeah, I think it's so nice to talk about it here because this is the kind of conversation and chill attitude we need in this country a lot more than we have. And if more people watch Getting Doug with High and relax with their friends and family and like weren't so stressed, we'd do a lot better than we are right now.
This is a good platform. Yeah.
Set CBD free.
Yeah, let's do that.
Wow, somebody.
Set CBD free.
Somebody in here started an applause break.
It was Henry.
That was really...
Henry was like...
Henry loves the applause, you can tell.
Henry's thrilled.
He's super into it. I bet he also loves lists of names. Oh. We've got a lot of Patreon people that we promised when people sign up and support us with the 420 Club that we will mention their name on the show. You know, nothing fancy, we just say it, like Lindsay Allen and Justin Gonsor. Lori, someone just wants to go by Lori, L-O-R-I.
Lori.
Great Americans right there, great Americans, thank you.
And here's a fun one, Barley Charcles.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm changing Henry's name.
Barley
Charcles.
Stephen Mosher, Stephanie Lazaro, Kelly, Jason Drucker, Sarah Hurdy, Jason Dubler Herman. I like that name, Jason Dubler Herman. And Ed
Burkey. That's so he can be called the Dubes.
Jr. Yeah. What's up, Dubes?
Dubes.
Okay, so I apologize for not getting to many of the topics.
Hey, that's all right.
I'm very grateful that we have a post show that we now do where we can talk about the topics amongst ourselves.
Set CBD free.
What do you think? Should we get into that one real quick? We got time for one if you guys want to do it.
Sure, you want to do one?
Yeah, all right.
All right. Thanks, Ben. You really are chill.
Sorry, buddy. We should skip because we just did very little. We talked about CBD. I said it should be legal.
Yeah. It's a president who cares.
Yeah.
I want to do what you want to do, Doug. I'm sorry to, you know, like a good leader. I took what about over Doob? There, but I'm sorry.
What about Doob? Don't forget about Doob.
What up, Doob? Doob, I'm asking for your vote.
You know, at rallies, you should go up and speak before him.
Oh, I already have.
Because then he can call that setting the tone.
Ooh. My tone setter, dude. Well, here's my...
Sorry, Alicia. Let's try to get one in. Let's try to do one.
I don't know how much time we have. So here's a really short story that I actually just read about on the car over
it.
Today. There were two gentlemen here in California who wanted to enter this abandoned house to get high in it. And then there was just this 1,000-pound tiger in it. And so then they, you know, had to wrap themselves out. Yeah. So I looked it up because they called it an overweight tiger. So I was like, well, how overweight is it? And I don't know if it's male or female, but I think I read that males usually get up to like 670. And I think females were like 370 or 470. So this is several hundred pounds overweight tiger.
And they were just trying to do what?
Get high.
They just wanted to get high in this abandoned house, and so right now they have no idea where this tiger came from.
Wait, did they get eaten? Are they okay?
No, they're fine. Everyone's good.
Was the tiger friendly?
Moved out of it. I don't know.
The guys just had to. They felt bad that there was a tiger in
the house. If you get out, you don't leave the door open.
Call somebody, and then they had to drop a dime on themselves because why were you in the house? Oh, we were wondering if there were tigers in there. We thought we heard somebody being enthusiastic about cereal.
Do you get high and then make that phone call, or do you make that phone call and then get high? Do you go, yo, it is a tiger in this house, son. We gotta smoke. Or do you smoke and go, was that a tiger in that house?
Well, there's a quote from one of the guys who thought he was hallucinating because, I mean, they're there to smoke weed.
Was it after they smoked?
I don't know if they were already high.
Oh, no. Can you imagine literally, you've just finished smoking.
You're in an abandoned house.
In an abandoned house.
You're a little scared already.
The smoke starts to clear. In the smoke, you see a fucking tiger face.
And it's a fat one. It's one that's got humans in its belly.
I kind of suspect that they were high already because one of the guys was asked how big he thought the tiger was, and he estimated 300 pounds, and it was over 1,000.
Do you see the tiger and go, fuck, that's a tiger, or do you look to go, what the fuck is this?
Hey, Ben, can we do one of your...
Write your boy in.
I missed it.
Can we do one of your puzzles?
Sure.
Well, yes. With Alicia still here? Because she can help us figure it out?
Absolutely. So,
all right. So tell us how it works.
I have a game show on Netflix right now called Idiot Test.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
and it is a brain teaser game show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Where you will take a visual puzzle. We're going to look at a beautiful visual image. Mm-hmm. And you're going to solve the answer. Normally, it's timed on the show.
You just look at it and say what you think it is?
Mm-hmm. You have to identify what it is, then we'll reveal the slide. Then when I reveal the answer, when I say let's reveal the answer, we'll go to the reveal slide.
Is this one of the rounds? Does other things happen on the show, or is it
always? Oh, yeah. No, the show, it's always these tests, but the money escalates in different ways. You go head-to-head against other people, the audience, like...
Can I win money now?
Absolutely not. That's not part of my economic plan for the country, is not to give out pocket cash to Alicia, the news lady.
All right, well, you lost my vote, sir.
Let's look at it.
I will pay you $5. Can I Venmo you? I don't have cash.
She's not going to get the puzzle.
I've
pay out.
I've got 2 minutes to solve this right now.
Yeah, strong point. Tough puzzles, right?
Really very strong point, Doug.
Okay,
here we go. Your idiot test starts now.
Okay.
So we're just supposed to say what this is.
It's missing the question on top. The question's supposed to be on screen there.
Without
the question. And they revealed the answer. Thanks a lot.
The answer is that glowing
light.
Please don't do that again. But all right, pause it there and I'll explain.
I still think it's the tree.
I'll still stop it. Pause it here. Pause it, whatever it is. Please. Why am I become Jerry Seinfeld? Pause it.
Please do it.
I think it's pot smokers.
You're making pot smokers look bad.
Although I know with that next one, I'm going to embarrass my family.
All right, so we'll do this one now.
Okay, so you have a $1 bill. How many sodas can you buy?
And so does that mean maximum number of?
Yeah, just however you interpret the question. What would you touch as the answer on that image?
Oh, I see.
You have a $1 bill. How many sodas can you buy? Donald Trump, your idiot
like
test starts
to
now.
This.
It's always a trick. You have to use your brain to deconstruct what's going on here.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can buy 8.
That's what I'm going with.
You have $1? You're going to buy 8?
Uh-huh.
No, okay.
How are you going to do that?
15 cents each, I get 8 Diet Bubbles.
No, you're going to get 4. Right?
No, I mean, you wouldn't get 8.
You wouldn't get 8, but like...
We're all bad at math here, clearly. I'll hire an economy guy.
Now people are whispering the right answer. I can't hear.
Oh, it says quarters only. I see, that's the part I was not paying attention
only.
To.
Okay. Gotcha. I knew there had to be
so
some
if it's quarters
piece.
Only.
Boom. And you have a $1 bill.
You can't get any of them.
Boom, Alicia Salt.
Zero. Because they also give you options there, right? So now this can, the zero can will light up.
Correct.
There you go. Yeah. And now you pay her $5.
Man, that is a good puzzle.
She did. This would be a phone app. $5. I would play this.
I'm going to Venmo you $5 when the show's done. Do you want to do another one?
It's more layered than I thought.
Okay, let's do one more, and then we got to go to break.
I hope
and,
it's the coffee stand one. It's not.
More
okay.
Fucked up.
Hey, skip to the next one. Skip to the next. All right, that's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm just, that looks so tasty right now.
This cake has 800 calories. How many calories will it have after slicing it twice?
800.
Yeah,
correct.
Stay the same.
Good job. Good job. Let's do one more, please, because that one is not my fave, and I don't know.
Oh.
Which eggs are over easy?
Eggs are over easy. The scrambled one.
Why?
Because they're over the word easy.
Yeah.
Well done.
$10.
I should be on your
show. I'll
bet
you $10.
I'm going to compete.
Idiot test on Netflix.
Well, thank you, Alicia.
Thanks
Alicia.
You know, next episode we'll probably have more time for Pod Topics, so definitely reach out to her on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to have
any,
you.
Great ideas.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
And and Ben Glebe for president, everybody.
I love your vote.
We'll be right back with the Dab King is standing by.
This week on The Gray Area, writer Derek Thompson makes his case that everything has become a cult. Well, almost everything.
Is Taylor Swift the closest thing we have to a mass cult today?
No, I think she's the closest thing we have to Christianity. It's
me. Find out if you're in a cult this week on The Gray Area, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. Ben is periscoping.
No, this is my Instagram story.
Instagram story.
There's my dog Henry in the background.
There he is. Oh, his tail wags when you say his name.
Yeah, he's like magical.
Henry's like, write your boy in.
Write your boy in. Write your boy in. Leave 2020.
So Ben Glebe is kind of running for president. More so than any other person I know, so I'm excited about that.
Thank you, buddy.
I want to know somebody in politics now because it just you know, you
he's
just want to be able to.
There.
You just want to be able to bend their ear and see what's going on.
America can bend my ear.
Is this camera, am I crazy, or does this camera
have
like
a cable
cord,
in the middle
like,
of it. Oh,
cable,
definitely
like right in the middle?
That is funny.
People hate that scene at comedy clubs.
Oh my God.
Behind the pillar.
Yeah. Then you got a stone cameraman exactly. When the cable's in front of the lens and he doesn't see it. You can't see it.
No, it's amazing. All right, so the Dab King is here.
Hello.
And he has brought his Taylor Rizzo, and some of the social media.
That's
and
me.
He's got this dab rig that we got at the Emerald Cup last year, and we've been just using it on the show ever since. It's fantastic. The last time you were on the show, Ben, was Taylor part of the crew? Did you have
I
to do dabs?
So.
Did
I
you do it?
We did. I don't remember if I did it. I remember
Ryan
one time
said no?
at the Pemberton Festival, you offered me a dab. I think I smoked it then.
Yeah, but I don't know if you've done it on the show. Yeah,
I don't think I've done it on the show, and this probably isn't the time.
Right, because you got to go edit.
No, because I got to go run. I got to go talk to voters around the country and get to know the problems
of America.
Oh,
that's true. Right. He did go sign make up that announcement that he might have to do something.
Well, I am.
In the way of.
I can definitively announce this, Doug. I am this weekend in Minnesota, the Mall of America, because it's America's Mall, and it's Valentine's weekend. I am starting what is called Ben Glebe's, it's called Ben Glebe for President Exploratory Comedy Tour.
Oh, okay.
And the reason I'm doing that on Valentine's Day in America's Mall is because I'm in love with this country. Mm. And I say we got to put the try.
You're giving people the opportunity to pay
back in country.
To listen to you, say you know what's on
say
your
words.
Mind,
that's
what that's you
correct.
Want for this country, and then at the end of the show, you can ask them how many you know want to support you
by buying my CD from 8 years ago.
Now, will you
No,
be,
I'm kidding. And, of course, help us with our campaign.
This is, I mean, this is perfect. You know, this is
will
like...
Will you be working the night of February 22nd at 10 p.m.
when my Showtime special, no, Can't Cancel This, comes on.
I offered you to come to the party in my house. Remember, you didn't reply to that text.
We have to, I'll text you.
You suggested it at dinner, and then you didn't text back.
I was high at that dinner.
All right, fair enough. He was like, I'm going to do the, his Showtime special debuts on February 22nd. Called Can't Cancel This, because he's been in a bunch of canceled pilots until before his successful show happened
just,
now.
Just like shows. Just a lot of
canceled shows. I mean, sorry. All right.
Also disjointed.
All NBC series
also
and disjointed on Netflix. Awesome show with Kathy Bates. And so I forgot what we were talking about.
But it's a Showtime special.
Oh, well, you're right.
Are you working that night?
No, I'm
February
not working.
February 22nd at 10 p.m.?
You should come over and do the party. Would you come hang with us, Doug?
Maybe.
My house is chilling. You think Henry's chilling?
What's
see
the date again?
February 22nd. Friday, right?
Yeah.
Friday, February 22nd. Where will I be?
I think I'm wearing this.
My Amazon Prime special, when it debuted on Showtime.
I'll be in New York.
On Friday also.
I'll be in New York.
Okay, so we'll count you in.
Sorry.
You want to Skype in?
Doug will be there.
Because there's nothing I like to do more when I'm in New York is not go out and enjoy myself. I want to Skype to somewhere else.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
I want to sit in a corner Skyping when I'm in New York. Fucking city.
Why?
Hello,
why
2019.
Why is that what you want to do? It's weird.
Listen, you know, you're going to encounter a lot of sarcasm on the campaign trail.
It's a real disease.
Also, Trump would love to charge people to see his speeches.
He's
and
steal
that's
that.
What you're going to be doing.
I'm doing it.
You are, people have to pay to get in to hear you talk about wanting to run for president.
But it's perfect because it's like that's a real way to generate an economy is from people volunteering to
that's a real
pay
donation.
For stuff.
That's a, it's real, a real donation. Donation
yeah, instead well, of, that's, Trump was saying the same thing.
You gotta get
yeah,
this,
that
you
I agree
this,
with him on to agree.
You got to get this. You got to get this thing going though.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to transition to this.
I mean, I don't know what you want your hand thing to be, but you got to figure out what your hand...
I do a lot of this. I go like this.
But also in campaign finance, the people don't get laughter. They don't get to have a good time when they donate their money.
Right.
They'll donate to your campaign
exactly.
by coming to the show
exactly.
and have some laughs.
Exactly. You're going to have one of the most fun nights of your life when you donate to the campaign.
The man, that president candidate is hilarious.
Exactly. And I take pictures for free. I do have merch.
That maybe dude, that dude who's like, I might run, but I might not. Dude is hilarious. I definitely might kind of vote for him.
Yeah, look, I mean, anybody who says I'm for sure running, to me it's so weird. All of a sudden, 9 senators and congresspeople in the last week are like, I'm running for president. So am I. So am I. It's like all just jumping up. Great, but based on what do you decide you know that you need to be president of the United States? It's a weird move.
And it's those ridiculous 9-person debates where you're all from the same party and essentially agree where you just have to dig up some shit on everybody or be a complete asshole to everybody, which is why that's what put Trump in the driver's seat is going up against 8 people instead of 1 competent one.
100%.
You know?
Just
that's where he really built up his popularity.
Support.
He was tearing down all these dickheads he was up against.
The thing he's most amazing at, he's just brilliant at communicating and brilliant as like a roast comic. The guy's like Don Rickles of president.
He ruined Jeb Bush fucking from jump.
He's the Don Rickles of president.
It's
like,
a show. He makes it a show.
You're
stupid.
You're low energy. You're done. You're fat. You got a weird arm.
I'm
you got
sorry
a strange
about it.
Thing.
Up. I
you're
didn't
dark.
Know the impression would come back again.
Did I do it last time?
As much as you
don't
want
to watch it. I just slipped it in there a little bit, yeah. I mean, it's
in all of our brains.
It's a good impression, but it also makes me sad.
I mean, I'll go on the record saying this. I get offended, and all respect to Alec Baldwin, but when people say your Trump impression is an impression of Alec Baldwin, I'm like, fuck you on that, because his is very one note. It's great, but his is just every single sentence he says is exactly in this exact tone of voice. There's never any other choice, ever. And mine's a lot more nuanced. He goes, here, sometimes you don't know. No, can't do it. Can't do it. So, I mean, I'm just saying.
All right, now I like it again.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was in the hand zone almost.
But that's how people learn to do impressions is just from the person who found that one thing.
You got to debunk that shit. You got to put
it out there. It's impressions of impressions is what a lot of people are doing.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, I'm OG, but
like anyone can go, not gonna do it. You know, you're just impersonating Dana Carvey.
When I was a kid, I did that all the time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Yeah, and it's just Carvey, but
you have to find your voice of that.
He figured
person.
It out because he did. That's not what
drop
he sounded
yeah,
like.
What's
really
your exactly? Trump. He was so smart with that. What's that?
You got to find your Trump, your version.
That is my Trump.
The Trump inside.
Alec Baldwin has to find his Trump.
Yeah, that's exactly. You felt me.
We all have to get the Trump inside us out. We got to get the Trump out of our bodies.
That's why no one was ever funny as Obama, because he's not, there's nothing silly
about
Obama.
You can only be
Obama.
Accurate. Right. You can only be accurate.
He's just dignified.
Right. Yeah.
Like, and that's not that funny after a while. Yeah.
Well,
you know?
The silly thing about Obama is just how, for being known as the greatest speaker ever, seemed to never be able to think of a word. He was always like,
Better word.
Another thing.
That's what's going on in there. You just flip it through the thesaurus.
Yeah.
Stop right there.
You guys don't even want me to do my Obama impression because it's amazing.
Oh, can I hear that, please?
I'm doing it exclusively in the clubs right now.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm not doing it on the internet.
Wow. You're not going to give us a little taste?
It's my big closer. It's my big closer.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you get like
I'm
going to
close with it tonight at the Comedy Store.
How about 3 seconds?
And after that, I'm going to say, follow that, Coco. Joey Diaz is on the show, too.
I thought you meant Conan O'Brien.
Right?
That could have also meant
the
that.
Puff.
Or the sign language gorilla.
Isn't there a lady guitarist named Coco?
The hot drink, the comedian.
Or was Coco the main simian in that movie Congo?
Oh my God, that sounds right.
We're down to 2 minutes.
All right.
So you guys, we might as well let them both dab.
I'm skipping.
Unless you guys don't want to dab?
I'm skipping.
As a candidate, I'll be here for it.
But I
embrace you guys.
That's perfect. Because we were going to have to rush through it. But if you guys aren't doing it,
one of my own co-stars I'm disjointed.
Oh, nice.
Dabbed with me, this one time. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And so, that's why, I was like, I don't know if I can do, because I took a very small one that night. He took a huge one, and I was like, dude, he was the freest I've ever seen anybody be.
That's, you got to be smart. You got to.
Yeah, but we're just sitting here, though.
Manage.
You wouldn't act that crazy after.
Yeah, no, I give you a small one, too.
But
I'm not ready.
But, you've done them in the past.
Yeah,
so.
Tone's one of my very close friends. You know that, Doug?
I do know that. That's how this whole booking came together. Let's get the two of you guys out.
Do you remember when we were in Cabo for that festival?
Oh my God, the most fun thing ever.
And we stole scooters.
We did not steal them. We rented those
scooters. We didn't rent them, but
we created a bike gang.
We kept them 4 hours too long and then went to the only bar I guess Americans go to. And then they just walked up like, we need this scooter.
They did do that.
And they were like, how did you know we were here?
All right, guys, we got 30 seconds to do all of your plugs, guys. Thank you for being here. The show Fam is on Thursday nights, 9:30. 8:30 Central Time. First 1 hour comedy special premieres on Showtime on Friday, February 22nd. And you can see him in the movie Little with Regina Hall. And it's in theaters April 12th. Ben Glebe is possibly going to do something. And he's also got a podcast called Last Week on Earth at Kevin Smith's Modcast Network. And you have a tour called Surrounded by Idiots?
That's the tour I'm announcing that I'm suspending to launch the Bengali for President Exploratory Comedy.
Boom. Perfect.
Boom.
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you, guys. And we'll see you at a pre-taped show next week. Not even looking at the right.